Revelation chapter 22. And just one verse. The very back of the book, the very end, the very last chapter, and almost the last verse. Praise God. And we're going to look at a phrase or a couple of titles, phrases, combinations that the Lord claims for himself. And no other can match him. No other can minister like him. No other can be like him. Praise God. That's why he declares Revelation 22 and 13. Let's read it all together. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Praise God. That's what he's declaring. I am. Amen. No one like him. No one. And thank God we serve him and worship him in spirit and in truth. You may be seated. God bless you so much. The end of the calendar year, and here we are in the first Sunday of the new year. Praise God. I'm sure there were many who were glad to see the year come to a close, all of its turmoil and trouble and different things that went on, and anticipating what God is going to do in the new year. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that the greeting is Happy New Year, not Horrible New Year or something like that. Amen. Praise God. There are those who would look at things negatively regardless. I remember reading about someone observing a steam engine in operation, a steam engine, a new invention. Can't remember if it was a boat or if it was a locomotive, but a steam engine was being tried out for the first time, and the doubter was saying over and over, it's not going to work. They can't get it started. It's not going to happen. It's not going anywhere. And then when it started up, it started puffing and building up steam, and it started moving. That same doubter said, they're not going to get it stopped. They're not going to be able to stop it. There's people that look at things negatively no matter what. But when we read in the scripture what the Lord declares, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Thank God. I can put aside my doubts. I can put aside my view of problems and difficulties and say, I'm going to believe in the one who is the I am. I'm going to put my trust in the one who is able to do all of these things. Praise God. And certainly the revelation of Jesus is what John was writing about. Revelation 1 and 1 gives the theme, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise God. And he includes the titles here, Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, first and last. He wrote many names and titles with the I am, introducing it when he wrote the Gospels. Those 21 chapters that would be so amazing to describe the Lord in so many ways, and using common themes of the bread of life and the door and the shepherd and the truth and the life and the way and, you know, just on and on. And John continues that in Revelation as the Lord inspires his pen. And in spite of the difficult circumstances that he was in, thank God he was able to write the many names and titles of the Lord in the book of Revelation as well. Alpha and Omega, the letters of the Greek alphabet. I'm thankful that we can conclude today as well that Jesus is A to Z and everything in between. Praise God. And thank the Lord for that power and that blessing. Amen. And Brother Rick, it's unique that Spinard has continued your theme of putting up signs, positive signs and sayings on their reader board and so on. And I was intrigued by the one that said, if Plan B doesn't work, you still have 24 more letters. Jesus is first and final when it comes to salvation. He is everything that we need, everything that we would require. Praise God. I'm thankful that we can rejoice when the healer's in the house. But oh, one of these days, I'm going to be in the house of the healer forever. Hallelujah. And I'm going to know his power and his blessing because he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Genesis is the book of beginnings. Revelation is the book of the end. And Jesus is the one who is revealed. And thank God, as well as the blessings of the Lord, there's judgments. As well as the judgments, there's the power and the abundance of the Lord. Thank God, he is the beginning. He is the end. And he is the one who is going to be in the place of the heavenly realm when we gather together in that place. He is first and last. That title has the most occurrences of all three titles that we read in the text. Three times in the book of Isaiah, first and last is recorded, as well as three times in Revelation besides the text, for a total of four times, first and last is mentioned. Thank God. Alpha and Omega, three other times in Revelation. Beginning and end, also in Revelation. But oh, I'm thankful that I know he is the first and the last. Some would want to put Jesus in the Godhead, but the Godhead is in Jesus. And we worship him as first and last. Thank God. I'm glad that we can lift him up and know that his blessing is able to come upon us regardless. Amen. Now, what if we reversed the order there? We reversed the verse, and it coincides with last year and the first of the new year. There's a bit of a precedent for that in the book of Genesis. We say morning and evening, but in the book of Genesis, it says evening and morning. And every day for the 6 days of creation, it's written evening and morning. I don't guess we have to make a doctrinal issue of that, but it just helps me to say it's okay to recognize him as Omega and Alpha. Praise God. The end and the beginning, because he is A to Z or Z to A. It doesn't matter what order you put it in. He is all in all. He is everything. Amen. The Greeks valued knowledge. They desired knowledge, and Jesus is the foundation of that knowledge and the apex of that knowledge. Praise God. He is the end and the beginning. In the beginning is the way Genesis starts. It's the way the book of John starts, in the beginning. Thank God. Jesus is the God at the end of Revelation, and he is the God at the beginning of creation. Hallelujah. Thank God that we know him to be all powerful. Isaiah 46 and 10 lets us know he has the end from the beginning figured out. Declaring, the Bible says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Praise God. I'm thankful that he knows the end from the beginning. And I put my trust in him and know that his counsel is what is going to stand. His counsel is what is going to be fulfilled. His counsel is what is going to come to pass, because he is wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He is last and first. World religious leaders today have tombs that are occupied. Who else has a birthday that is celebrated around the world? Praise God. Jesus is the first in the resurrection and the one who will last through eternity. The last who is also first. Jesus said, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. John Bunyan, in writing Pilgrim's Progress, made an interesting note about that statement. He said, last is not a number at all. First is an ordinal number, but last is not a number at all. This distinction is important because every number, no matter how great, has a number after it. If a person is considered first in something, for example, an Olympic gold medal, the fastest time in the world, or whatever the record might be, if a person is considered first in something, that person can always be superseded by the next in number. It happens. But nothing comes after last. Nothing. In this world, whoever is first is always in danger of being unseated by another. But for those who, for the sake of the gospel, are deemed last in this world, shall possess eternally what can never be taken away or superseded. Oh, thank God. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. I'm thankful that I know my Jesus is last. Hallelujah. And nothing comes after last. He will never be superseded by another. He will always be the first and the last. Thank God that we know the one who is all powerful, the one who is eternal, the one who manifests his power on our behalf. Amen. Now, we measure time. We turn the calendar. We've gone from 2018 to 2019, and we are creatures of time. But our God lives in timeless eternity. Isaiah 57 and 15, thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. Here's what he's saying. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Thank God we know he inhabits eternity. He's not limited by time. He is high and lofty. His name is holy. And his plan and his purpose includes revival for the humble and the contrite, those who are broken, those who've experienced being crushed by life circumstances and life's needs. I'm thankful that I can put my trust in the one who is able to live in eternity. But the Bible lets us know in Galatians 4 and 4, when the fullness of time was come, the fullness of that time, God sent forth his Son. Oh, I'm thankful that he came himself. Amen. Made of a woman, made under the law. All of the prophecies in the Old Testament fulfilled. The virgin birth, Bethlehem being his birthplace, Emmanuel, God with us. Everything that would describe how great God is. Amen. Thankful that we are able to recognize he is not subject to time. The Bible says, 1,000 years is like a day with him, and a day like 1,000 years. He is not limited by time. But the important thing is his promises are fulfilled. He is not slack concerning his promise. He's not going to be lackadaisical. He's not going to shrug his divine shoulders and say, oh, well, I guess I missed one. I didn't fulfill it. No, every word is going to be fulfilled. Not one word is going to fail. Thank God we put our trust in the one who is able to bring forth that kind of power. And he declares, I am. Ever present, always there. Amen. Amen. It's like, how can the Lord answer a promise for you right here in Sterling at 11:50 on a Sunday morning? And in the Philippines, be ministering to another individual at the very same time. Or over in Africa with the Eichards, how can the Lord be providing for them at this very same moment? No matter where we are, I'm glad our God is always overhead. Amen. And the Bible tells us every good gift, every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness nor shadow of turning. He doesn't have to adjust for parallax. He doesn't have to be in a certain place so that our image of him is going to be there. No, he is always overhead. He is always in the place where he can see you and manifest his power on your behalf. Thank God he is the great I am. Amen. And we put our trust in him. Imagine that burning bush. Imagine Moses as a shepherd leading his flock and seeing that bush in the distance and the flames leaping up and the sound of crackling and so on as the flames would seemingly consume that bush, but it's not falling down. It's not turning black and into ashes. He says, I'm going to go and see what's going on here. Why is that bush on fire and not being burned up? And when he approached it, we know, of course, he heard the voice of God. The Lord saying, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, thank the Lord. Each generation can know him for themselves. Each generation can be blessed by knowing the power of God. And the Lord declaring, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. I have seen their affliction. I have heard their cry. I'm thankful that's the God we serve today. He's able to see what we're going through. He's able to hear the cry and the prayer of your heart as you reach out to the Lord. Moses, of course, concerned, who am I? And oftentimes, that's our dilemma. That's not in us. It's the Lord who's going to bring about his power. It's the Lord who's going to reveal his strength. Praise God. The one who declared to Moses from the burning bush, I am that I am. Seems like kind of a strange way to declare himself. Seems almost like a riddle. But he was declaring to Moses and to all of us, he is the self-existent one. He is the eternal one. Time does not affect him. Individuals do not impact him. He is dependent upon no one for his existence. He is and ever shall be. Praise God. The one who has always been and always will be. He is, he was, and he shall be. Thank God that we put our trust in him. Amen. The Lord declared himself to be the I am. It's a long list. And it's exciting to read in the book of John about all of the times that he said, I am. And not only in the book of John, but throughout the Gospels and into Revelation, the Lord declaring, I am the bread of life. I am from above. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the Son of God, the resurrection and the life. The Lord and Master, the way, the truth, the life. The true vine, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and last. Thank God he is the I am for every circumstance, for every need, for every situation. He is the I am I can put my trust in. Praise God. Because he was making a claim of divine identity before Abraham was. I am. Praise God. Arrested in the garden, Jesus said, whom seek ye? The guard replied, Jesus of Nazareth. And the Lord said, I am. He is added by the translators for clarification. I am he. But in reality, he simply said, I am. And those men who had torches, those men who carried lanterns, those men who had weapons, all fell back. Praise God. Because they heard the Almighty say, I am. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful that we put our trust in that one who is great and powerful. And we're able to receive his provision and his power and live in his wonderful presence as the one who said he is Alpha and Omega, the one who is first and last, the one who is beginning and end. And thank God we can also add the one who is author and finisher of our faith. Not because we thought of it, no, because it's in his word. Hebrews 12 and 2. I'm glad I know the author and the finisher, the one who starts it, the one who's able to finish it. Praise God. And all the devils in hell can't stop him. All the forces in the world can impede him. Praise God. He is the great I am. In Revelation 22, he says, I am the root and offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star. Praise God. It's just like he's continuing that. I am. Now, the translators made a mistake. In Revelation 22 and 20, the last I am is there. I have a book called an Interlinear Greek-English New Testament. And just for fun, I turned there to see where it says, I come quickly. They left out the am. In the Greek, it's there. I am coming quickly. That's the last I am that he spoke in his word. Praise God. Oh, yes. It's not only in verse 20, it's in verse 7. I am coming quickly. It's not only in verse 7 and 20, it's also in verse 12. I am coming quickly. The greatest I am, hallelujah, that we can experience in this moment would be for the clouds of glory to burst forth and the Lord to come with the sound of the trumpet and man and the shout and the voice of God, hallelujah, and the dead in Christ rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever, ever be with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And oh, to be ready. To be ready. Jesus died and was buried and resurrected before he ascended up on high. And that's what's got to happen to us. We die in repentance. We say, Lord, please forgive me. Lord, please change me. I don't want to continue the way I am. I want you to make me a new creature. I want you to change me, Lord. Forgive me and change me. Amen. That's dying out to our old life by asking the Lord to forgive us. Our burial is going under the water in the name of Jesus. We're baptized in his precious name. And all of those sins, thank God, are gone. All of those wrongs, all of those mistakes, thank God, they're washed away in the precious name of Jesus as we're buried with him in baptism. Thank God. And then we receive his Spirit, and the power of his Spirit works within us. Praise God. And the sign is we speak in a language we don't understand as the Lord just supernaturally fills us with his Spirit. How incredible. How powerful. And then we're ready to ascend up on high. Because Jesus said, where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. Now the popular song, and it is a good song. I can only imagine. What's it going to be like to be in your presence, Lord? What's it going to be like to walk on streets of gold? I can only imagine. You know, am I going to sing for you, Lord? Will I stand before you or will I fall to my knees? What's going to happen, Lord? I can only imagine. Amen. But the sad thing is, that's where people are going to stop. They only imagine. It's not going to be a reality for them. It's not going to be a fulfillment for them. It's just imagining because they're not willing to obey the Bible. They're not willing to come to the Lord in repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. They're not willing to live according to what the Bible says. And so imagining heaven is as far as they're going to get and not able to step into the reality. Oh, listen, there's got to be something within you that says, I'm going to do everything that I need to do. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to detour. I'm going to walk the straight and narrow. I'm going to obey the word of God. I'm going to follow the leading of his Spirit. Amen. so that what I imagine in the heavenly realm is going to be reality. And the Lord saying, I am coming quickly, will be a reality for us. And the power and the presence of God is what we'll step into forever. And time will not be measured anymore. We won't be turning the calendar. We won't be consulting our watch. We won't be worried about appointments. Amen. We won't have to show up at the hospital and prepare for surgery. Whoa, we're going to show up at the throne. Hallelujah. And lift up the name of Jesus and praise his great name forever. Amen. Let's stand right now and let's give that praise to the Lord. Let's give that praise to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful. The Lord makes himself real in our circumstances, in our situations. I'm thankful he does answer prayer. I'm thankful he does heal our bodies. I'm thankful he does forgive us of all of our sins. And he fills us with his wonderful spirit. All of that reality to show it is going to happen. He is coming quickly. And how important to be ready. Amen. Amen. So then this first Sunday, the beginning of the new year, let's determine with all we've got. Amen. This is the first of 52 Sundays, and I'm going to be faithful. Hallelujah. This is the first of a new year, and I'm going to see what God can do for me and for my family. This is the beginning. Praise God. And oh, our Lord is just starting to show us what he can do. Praise God, and I'm determined I'm going to follow on. Praise God. If your desire is to be ready, and your desire is to be prepared for when the Lord comes, to know him even more as the I am that he wants to show, would you please come and stand in this altar for prayer? Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I believe the Lord delights in showing his power. I believe the Lord has a smile on his face when he blesses you in an even greater way. When you desire the renewal of his presence in your life and you want more of that apostolic power, I believe he smiles and says, yes. Yes. That's what I want to do. Go ahead and step right in here. Step right in. Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we surrender to him again today? We raise our hands to surrender. We say, oh, God, I want your power. God, I want your spirit. God, I want your presence. You are the great I am. You are the powerful I am. And I want you in my life even more. Hallelujah. Let's ask him to do that right now. Let's ask him to do that. Praise God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty
God. You are Alpha.
Oh,